This morning, we'll be looking at living a fulfilled life. And don't let the passage deceive you, because it's just one verse thinking will be done in 5 minutes. It's not going to happen that way. Because this is God's word, and I can use 3 Sundays to do Psalm 23 verse 1, but I'm using just some few minutes to do that this morning. So bear with me. We are Baptists, so I know we will have to leave at a certain time. We will definitely do that. Let us please rise and read Psalm 23, 1, and then we'll pray. Psalm 23, 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today. We thank you for your word. We ask the Lord you will speak to us and be with us and touch our lives, O God. That your word that has eternity embedded in it will come with all the power in it. Pray for all concerns, O Lord. We pray for those that are sick. Pray the Lord you will be with them. Those that have traveled, that you will be with them. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Psalm 23 is one of the psalms that David wrote. David started as a humble shepherd. God raised David, the second king of Israel. During David's reign, Israel became a very powerful nation. God said, David is a man after my heart. There were times that before David will go to a war, he will go before the Lord and say, should I go? What is the strategy? Will I win? He always tried to seek the face of the Lord. Now, I'm not saying David was perfect. We all know that. If you've been in church for quite some time, you know that David failed as a father in some cases. But even as a king, he always sought the praise of the Lord. When even he failed, Psalm 51 is an example. But David had walked with the Lord. And as a boy, he was a shepherd boy. So he knew a lot about being a shepherd, caring for the sheep, feeding them. So David gets to this point and David writes. And I think with the experience of David, even if it's not inspired, we need to pay attention. He has some experience. But this is God's word. This is inspired. So this is why we even need to pay closer attention to what David is saying. We are going to do a little English here. Someone said you are not qualified to teach us English, and that is true. About 3 or 4 years ago, I went to youth camp, either youth or children's camp. I was a chaplain, and I went with some group of leaders, and I remember I was working with one of the chaperones, a female chaperone, and we're having a conversation. And I thought the conversation was going really well. And then she asked me a question. She said, "How long have you been in this country?" So I felt good about myself, that I was impressing her, I was speaking good English, my grammar was good. I was really up there. After I told her the number of years I've been in this country, she goes, "And you still speak English." That was humble. When you think you are up there and someone brings you down there. So, I've been told that I don't speak well, and I understand, and I've accepted it. So I know I'm not qualified to teach you English, but this is God's word. So forget about the way I speak and look at God's word. And we will do a little English here. David said, "The Lord." Now, if I tell you, "Get me a book," do you have an idea what kind of book I'm talking about? No. If I say, "I like food," you have no idea what kind of food I'm talking about. But if I say, "Get me the book," then you have an idea what kind of book I'm talking about. "Call me the man," then you have an idea what kind of man I'm talking about here. Is that English? It's the same principle here that David is using. For us to live a fulfilled life, we must have a relationship with Christ. David said, "The Lord." And look at your Bible. Look at the way the Lord is spelled in your Bible. The Lord, the word Lord is spelled in all caps. If you have a Bible and the word is not spelled in caps, just use a black marker and cross it. The L-O-D in caps, David was saying that I'm not just talking about any person or any of the gods. The word here is Yahweh, the God that created the heavens and the earth. The self-existing God. The God that when he speaks, no one can contradict that word. So that is the word that David uses here. That Lord. The Lord. David had a relationship with God, the one who created the heavens and the earth and who sustains everything. That Lord. That Lord is. Someone said, "How do you know that?" Let us turn our Bibles to Exodus chapter 3. Now, this was when the people of Israel were in Egypt. You remember that story? And they had cried to God, and God has heard them. So God calls Moses and said, I want you to go to Pharaoh. And I'm going to perform miracles so he will let my people go. Moses gives a lot of excuses. But then he decides to. But not before he went to the Lord again and said, what am I going to tell the people, your children? And this is what God said. Exodus 3, verse 13. Then Moses said to God, if I come to the people of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers have sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. Yahweh, that's the same word used here. Lord, self-existing. No one created me. The same I am is the same Yahweh that David used. This is God's own name. God said, I am Yahweh. I am the self-existent God. I am the creator, the first and the last. I have no beginning. I have no end. David says, that Lord is. David had a relationship. With God, Yahweh. Then in John chapter 8, verse 58, Jesus had a conversation with the Jews. And they were talking. They said, we know Abraham. They were talking about Abraham and all those big prophets. And Jesus said, you really don't know Abraham. You think you are children of Abraham. And they said, who are you? You are just a small boy. Jesus makes a statement. He said, before Abraham was, I am. Do you catch it? No, you didn't listen to what I said. David used the word Yahweh, self-existent God, that he had a relationship with him. That law, we saw it in Exodus. God told Moses, that is my name. Yahweh, self-existent God, the first and the last, the creator of the universe. Jesus comes to the New Testament, was speaking. He uses the same word and he said, I am before Abraham was. I existed. Jesus is Yahweh.
David had a relationship with God. We should have a relationship with God before we have a fulfilled life. The Lord, Yahweh, self-existent God, the one who created the heavens and the earth. And everything in it, the one that sustains. He is the creator. Before we have a living a fulfilled life, not only must we have a relationship with Christ, who is the Lord, but we must allow Christ to shepherd us. You have a relationship with him, but allow him to shepherd you. What do I mean by shepherding? Let Christ lead you. That is one of the responsibilities of shepherding. That's why pastors have that title. It's the same title, pastor. He will lead you. He will feed you. He will nourish you. David said, the Lord, he's my shepherd. He's the one that leads me. That provides my needs, that feeds me, that comforts, that takes care of me. Yahweh is the one who does that. Why? Because he has a relationship. He knows God. Child of God, do you allow God to lead you? Do you allow Christ to lead you? Is he your shepherd? Is Christ your shepherd? Does he nourish you? Does he lead you? In John 10:11, Jesus is referred as the great shepherd. The good shepherd. And what does the good shepherd do? He lays down his life for the sheep. The good shepherd does that. So Jesus says that. David says, the Lord is. Jesus comes and says, I am the good shepherd. In Hebrews 13:20, Jesus is referred as the great shepherd. And then 1 Peter 5:4, Jesus is referred as the chief shepherd. Why will you not allow Jesus to shepherd you, to be your shepherd? If we have a relationship with Christ, if we allow Jesus to shepherd us, then look at the results. I shall not want. We will have a fulfilled life. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. Because of that, I shall not want. David said, I will lack nothing. I will lack nothing. Jesus said, the Bible said Jesus will supply all our needs according to the riches, his riches, Christ Jesus. Do we have needs, true needs? Are you a child of God? Do you have a relationship with God? Okay. Who is your shepherd? Who is leading you? Who is nourishing your body? The I shall not want has nothing to do with only physical needs. It's both body soul,
spirit. God takes care of all.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul.
He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death,
I want you to think about the words of God this morning and speak to God.
If you're a child of God, commune with Him. Renew your covenant with Him. If you are here and you are not sure if you should die today, if you are making it to heaven, may I suggest that you speak to someone. You speak to God. You can't have a fulfilled life without a relationship with Him. And it starts by coming to Christ and saying, I am a sinner. I can't save myself. I want you to come into my life and save me. I want to have a relationship with you. And I want you to be my shepherd so I can live a fulfilled life, a God-given life, the life that God has planned for you to live.
Our Father and our God, we are grateful. We thank you for your word to us this morning. We are humbled that we can call you Abba, Father. That most of us here, Lord, can call you Abba, Father, if not all. But Father, most of us have failed to let you be our shepherd. Please, let us recognize these so you can lead us and let us have a fulfilled life. If there is anyone here who is not saved, Lord, we ask that you continue to knock and call until that soul is saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.